The focus of the first perek on the Masechta is a situation in which it does not rain once the winter has begun and we have started to daven for rain. And after a certain amount of time of it not raining yet, so fasts are decreed. And we've already seen the first two stages. The first stage is if it hasn't rained by the 17th of Cheshvan, so then the Talmidei Chachamim fast three fasts. And each set of three fasts is always Monday, Thursday, Monday, as the Masechta will explain later on. And stage two is if it still hasn't rained when Rosh Chodesh Kislev arrives, so then the entire community where it doesn't rain, they fast three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And when it comes to stage one and two, the fasts are relatively lenient. The actual fast only begins on the day, they don't need to fast from the night before. And as well as that, it's permitted to work, it's permitted to wash oneself, to wear proper shoes. The only prohibition really is to eat and drink during the day. Now from stage 3 onwards, it becomes more strict. If the previous two sets of fasts has passed and they still haven't been answered with rain, the Beis Din of that community decree an additional 3 fasts on the community. And this time, it's only permitted to eat and drink from the day before, but from the night before already begins the fast. As well as that, it's forbidden to work at least during the day of the fast. This is learnt from Pesukim when a particular incident occurred in the times of Yoel, where they fasted, and the Pesuk says, Kadshu tzoim kiru atzora. You should sanctify a fast, you should decree a fast, and you should declare it an atzora. Now the word Atzora is also the word which the Torah uses to describe certain Yom Tovim, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, and so we learn from there that just like it's forbidden to work on those Yom Tovim, it is also forbidden to work on a fast day. Now apart from this, certainly this will lead to people doing Teshuvah, they will think more about what they are doing, instead of just continuing with their regular day-to-day life. As well as that of Rechitza, it's forbidden to wash oneself, and this is referring to washing one's entire body with hot water. Only that would be forbidden. If you're just washing your hands and feet and your face, then it's permitted. Or if it's cold water, it's permitted. Secondly, with a sicha, it's forbidden to rub oil on one's body. Unless he's doing it just to get rid of dirt, but if he's doing it for pleasure, then it's forbidden. With an inasa sandal, it's forbidden to wear proper leather shoes with a tashmish amita, or to have marital relations. And as well as that, they would lock the bathhouses so that people wouldn't be washing themselves in hot water, since it was forbidden, so they would make sure to lock the bathhouses in order that poor people would not be able to wash themselves with hot water. So that's stage 3. Now, if these fasts pass and they still haven't been answered with rain, then we reach stage 4, and this is a set of 7 fasts, again starting from Monday always, and then continuing to Thursday, then Monday, etc. So the Mishnah says, Basin Guzman Imod Sheva, the Basin would decree upon the community another 7 fasts. And so in total, Shein Shaloshes Ritanios Al HaTzibur, that equals 13 fasts on the community. That's stage 2, 3, and 4. Stage 1 was only the Talmidei Chachamim fasting, but stage 2 was the community fasting, 3 fasts. Stage 3 was another 3. And stage 4 was another 7, so 3 plus 3 plus 7 gives a total of the 13 fasts. Now the reason why the Mishnah calculates this for us is in order to show that once 13 fasts have passed, which the community have fasted, then no more fasts are decreed. It's considered too much for the community. Anyway, it's pretty much the end of the winter by the time all of these fasts have passed. And so that is the maximum number of fasts which the community would need to fast. Continues the Mishnah, Hari Elu Yaseis Al Rishonis. These last set of fasts, the 7 fasts, are more strict than the first sets of fasts. Shabbat Elu, because on these days, Masriin, they would blow the shofar, as we'll learn more about in the next perek. And Venarin is Achanuyos, they would lock all of the shops. People had to really concentrate on the task of the day, to do teshuvah, to daven to Hashem for rain, and so all of the shops were locked. However, Basheni, on a fast which falls on a Monday, Matanim Chashecha, they would open the doors of the shops slightly as it nears dark, towards the end of the fast, so that people can buy food to eat after the fast. Uvachamishi, and on a fast day which falls on a Thursday, Mutar Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, it is permitted all day to open food shops, again, for the meal which they'll eat after the fast. But more significantly, in order to prepare for Shabbos, Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos, they will be able to prepare the food with enough time, and so they should be able to buy the food already earlier on the Thursday.